patreon.com/swellreads.
Welcome to your new home.
Hello there, Tuts! Up to trouble? I know I am! Mr. Joker's been getting real antsy as of late.
Oh, I'm sure he has. That total crackpot.
Ha! You know it! Ooh, what's this thingy?
This is a particular crop I had been brainstorming during our previous stay in Arkham. A gourd-esque wooden core with stems I had to make just strong enough to climb up poles and buildings, but not so heavy as to be weighed down.
Ah, some real interesting stuff for sure. But can't all of your plants do that? What makes us so different?
That's where my fine-tuning comes in. Plants have more soul to them than you may think, and I've taken it upon myself to give this specimen some sentience. If all goes well, I would focus my efforts on making more of these.
So we can fight off those undie-wearing cake boys 100-2, right? I'm liking the sound of that. But how much sentience are we talking here?
Why do you ask?
Is it like a dog?
Kind of.
Can I pet it?
Just be careful.
You don't need to fret your sweet little head, babe. It looks adorable. Watch, I'll scratch right behind this leaf here.
Oh, you are kidding me.
That was a close one.
You're telling me. Did be careful mean anything to you?
Eh.
That's right. I almost forgot who I was talking to here.
One thing's for sure. I'm absolutely stuffed. The goop your plant thing was pumping into me tasted kind of fruity.
Odd. I don't recall fusing any fruit DNA into it. I'll have to look into that.
Ivy! What's happening over there?
I think it pricked me.
Guess that rose has thorns, huh?
Hilarious. I need some aloe.
You really do have a plant for everything.
Of course. It's what puts me above all those ants in the streets.
You're telling me?
It looks oddly swollen.
Oh, really? Yeesh. Yeah, that thing's puffing up like crazy. And it's making way up your arm, too. What you think of the prognosis is on this one, Doc?
There's a lot of variables at play here. Genetic traits have a tendency to interact and compound and...
All that babbling sounds an awful lot like I don't know.
Okay, that much is true. Just help me put some pressure on it.
All righty. Ooh, is it supposed to smell like that?
Smells like... odd.
It's all fruity. You wearing perfume or something?
No, meaning it has to be something involving the plant's genetic makeup. Could it be the sequence I used for the vines?
Vines. That sweet sort of smell. Ivy, that's it! I haven't the donnest clue what that ting got you with, but it's turning you into a fruit!
What? No. That couldn't be the case. It can bind and immobilize its foes, sure, but not in that way.
Intended or not, it's exactly what's happening. And I have a feeling it was trying to do the same to me.
You're right. It must have mutated or undergone some sort of change that I didn't account for.
Never mind any of that. I'm more concerned about how big you're getting. Forget winning a blue ribbon at the county fair. We ought to get the boys with the books here to record a world record.
Not helpful.
Ivy, trust me. I have about as much of an idea how to fix this as you do.
Perhaps I could be of assistance.
Ah, shucks! You caught it?
That I did. Miss Farmer Red and her gigantic harvest.
Farmer?
Harvest?
I saw your little plant friend running around, and immediately knew who was responsible. Seems like you two have gotten in quite a pickle. Or melon, for that matter.
You can stop.
Don't you worry. I was eavesdropping a while before introducing myself. All this talk of DNA is admittedly beyond my understanding. But I take it those dark streaks aren't just stretch marks.
Yeah! Watermelons always have those kind of lines.
Exactly. And you know what the best way to get juice out of a watermelon is? You poke a hole and squeeze it out.
You are not digging your nails into me.
Your other option is to sit there and be useless. And Mr. Joker wouldn't like that, would he, Miss Quinn?
You betcha!
Wait!
Sorry in advance, Ivy, but I'm dead set on this working.
Guess that wasn't hot enough. Try it again.
Good idea.
I don't think...
Perhaps I pressed in the wrong spot.
Oh, jeez Louise! Who am I gonna kick some badass with now?
I could tag along for the time being. And judging by all the seeds I just got pelted with, we'll have a few dozen ivies with some harsh words for us in the next few months.